This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Police reform in the United States will be center stage in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. Senate Republicans are offering their legislation promoting police accountability for their actions, while opposition House Democrats advance their more far-reaching measure to curb abusive police conduct. There is a certain urgency to the debate uncommon to Washington politics in the immediate aftermath of controversial police actions in which Black men have again died while in the custody of officers. The Republican-controlled Senate could vote on its measure as soon as next week. President Donald Trump signed an executive order Tuesday to create a database of police misconduct. The president also said he won't consider any changes to legal protections for officers from lawsuits, though one key Republican, Senator Lindsey Graham, seemed open to the idea. North Korea continues to ratchet up military pressure on the South a day after blowing up the Inter-Korean Liaison Center. Wednesday, Pyongyang announced the redeployment of its forces near the border and angrily rejecting Seoul's offer to send envoys to reduce tensions. Combined with its moves over the past week, North Korea has now reversed many of the achievements made during a series of historic 2018 meetings between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in. U.S. stock market indexes opened higher on Wednesday, rising for a fourth straight session. Signs of more stimulus boosted hopes for a quick economic rebound, even though six U.S. states are seeing a record rise in new COVID-19 cases. European markets are trading higher as well. This is VOA News. A new outbreak of the coronavirus in China's capital city has officials scrambling to contain it Wednesday. Beijing canceled dozens of domestic flights, tightened mandates on social distancing, and is requiring the people entering some residential areas to undergo temperature checks and registration. There have been at least 137 new COVID-19 cases in Beijing since late last week, linked to a wholesale food center. In the meantime, Brazilian health officials reported Tuesday 34,918 new confirmed cases during a 24-hour period. The country now has more than 900,000 total cases, trailing only the United States. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has dismissed the severity of the virus while urging businesses to reopen. Peru has also been hit hard by the coronavirus, reporting Tuesday its death toll had surpassed 7,000 people. And in Honduras, President Juan Orlando Hernandez announced late Tuesday that he has been diagnosed with COVID-19. The largest market in Mozambique's capital, Maputo City, will remain closed on Wednesday. It's the final of 3-day sanitizing and reorganization to fight the spread of the novel coronavirus. The move is the beginning of the gradual temporary closing of the capital's 63 markets and 5 fairs for disinfecting and new spacing of stalls. The revamping of market operations also comes as the southern African country experienced a spike in COVID-19 cases, which increased by 74 over Friday and Saturday. South Australia has become the first state in the country to relax its border controls imposed to contain the COVID-19 pandemic. Starting Wednesday, travelers from Western Australia, the Northern Territory, and Tasmania are allowed to enter South Australia without going into quarantine. Australia has had 7,300 confirmed coronavirus cases. 102 people have died. PepsiCo's Quaker Oats Company says it will change the image and the name of its Aunt Jemima brand. The U.S. company saying it recognizes the syrup and pancake mix brand is based on a racial stereotype. The 130-year-old brand features a Black woman named Aunt Jemima, who was originally dressed as a minstrel character. Aunt Jemima has faced renewed criticism recently amid protests around the nation and the world in response to the death of George Floyd in the city of Minneapolis, Minnesota's police department custody last month. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.